Yeah, well, thank you. I had all the components. You know, I got a 30 amp power supply, and I got my Anytone radio, and then I had and I realized when I first got the Anytone radio, I hooked it up in the truck, and I realized there was way more to it than I ever dreamt. I figured I'd be warming my hands over the tubes while I, you know, adjusted the plate and whatnot, but it's not like that anymore. It's all this digital stuff. I got so much functionality in a little tiny box. So it requires your computer. So I'm gonna be excited to put that one in the truck. I may just keep using the HTs in the truck and use this one here at the base. But I got that, you know, the power supply, and I got that radio, and then, you know, the Baofeng radios are so inexpensive. You know, I bought one, and then, that's my mobile, and got that all squared away and figured out, all manually, and then finally learned that got a hold of that chirp. And then I was at the meeting here, I think last month, and I forget who I was sitting with. It was a fellow that had one of those GM32s, and you guys had been at the meeting had been talking about how the county was wondering if we did DMR. So I figured, well, I might as well go ahead and buy one. Well, you know, and learn it and figure it out while I could, you know, while I had some time, you know, here, you know, before the warm weather comes. And I'm still trying to work on the 100 class and the 200 class from FEMA, but they're shut down. I couldn't take the test. So now I've forgotten everything.
You're connected to CMN Network.